We're beginning Hilchos Mokza. I was discussing with one of the Avreichim and the Gris Kolel. Mirtz Hashem, the Gris Kolel, I'm going to be teaching the Siyata Dishmai Hilchos Shabbos next year. And one of the fellows who did Hilchos Shabbos said that he feels like he has a gaping hole, that he had done the Malachos, but he didn't do Mokza. So Mokza is, I'm trying to think that maybe there'll some Malachos that I won't do, but Mokza is probably, I don't know, 30-40% of all shilas that come up, might as high as 30-40% could be in Hilchos Mokza. The Rambam tells us, and the Mishnah Brura quotes us in the beginning over here in Shin Ches on page 208, the Rambam gives us a few reasons for the Isser Mokza. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Asur Chacham L'Taltal Mokza B'Dvarim B'Shabbos K'der Shuvasa B'Chol U'Mipnei Ma Nogu B'Isser Zeh Amru Chazal said, we already got through, and this fits in beautifully in the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, discussing that your Dibur on Shabbos shouldn't be the regular Dibur, and your walking shouldn't be the regular walking. So your Tiltal is supposed to be limited on Shabbos. By the way, we're going to see there's a shita that says that if it's metiltel shelo letzarach, it's asur on Shabbos, even if the item itself is not muktzah. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam, who gives other reasons as well. For yovel agbil usakin kelim mipino lepino mibayis lebayis latzni avonim kiotze b'ham. You're going to come to fix kelim. You're going to come to move stones. Sharehu batal v'yoshev v'esev akish davashis asik bo. So we're afraid he's going to try to keep himself busy all day moving objects, and therefore tiltal was prohibited. Va'od, the Rambam adds, kishi vakiri taltal kelim shemlachno liiser after yisasek ben v'yovel day melacha, he might come in day melacha. Va'od, another reason, b'nei mitzasam einem bali umnis el b'telim kol yimeihem. There are some people who don't have jobs during the week, and therefore Shabbos won't be any different than the rest of the week. So therefore, they added things that you're not metaltel on Shabbos. And finally, the Ravid says it's a gzeira of hotza. So now, Shiurim and Iyun in Hilchos Mokza, we've discussed the different afkaminas of the tamim of the Rambam. There's a lot to be mefalpel in the Rambam, but clearly the tiltel is a gzeira, tiltel mokza is generally a understood as a gzeira, which is aser midrabban, which begs the question that the Rambam said, in his words, the Rambam says that if you're going to come to me metaltel, so then you'll come to me mevatel, the din Torah of Lamanya Nuach. So, is this a din daraisa or a din darabanan? So, Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, in his Ha'aros, points out that he believes that the Rambam Shita is to be metaltel muktzah once on Shabbos, that's a din darabanan. But the din d'rabbanan was modeled after din d'oraisa. If a person would spend his whole day being osek in dvar muktzah, then he'd be mesiach das from Shabbos, then he would have violated Laban Yenuach. So Chazal got their cue, called the tikkun d'rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun. They got their cue from the pasuk of Laban Yenuach, and they extended it that not only would one violate Laman Yenuach by being metaltal dvar muktzim the entire Shabbos, but even if you metaltal once, so you violated the isser d'rabbanan. That's how Mayri Rabbi Shlita explains that, and it's brought down the Yitzchak Ikari. With this, Rav Nevinzal has a very powerful punchline. Rav Nevinzal says he thinks that's the answer. Rav Nevinzal himself tends to be makel in terms of the rules of grama on Shabbos. That's a whole discussion. Many have suggested different patentim of doing malachas al yedei grama. So Rav Nevinzal argues that a person could there's room to argue that a person did malacha on Shabbos, Aide Grama, he never violated any of the 39 malachas. But he says, but he's violated Laman Yenuach. For example, someone kept his factory open, and all the malachas are done on Aide Grama. So Rav Nevinzal said, it could be he wasn't over a single malacha, because it was Aide Grama. But he violated Laman Yenuach. There's a separate din in Shabbos outside of 39 malachas called Laman Yenuach. That's how Meir Rabbi understands. Let's get to the details. Zok de helig in mechaber. Kol ha-kelim nitalim b'Shabbos. All kelim could be moved on Shabbos. Chutz mi machmas chisaron kis. Except for muksa, that is chisaron kis. That if you would lose it, it would cause you some type of hefsed. Now, we're going to see that Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal did not translate chesar and kis literally. Let's see how the Mishnah Brura seems to translate in Beis. Chesar and kis, Ratzalom Hashem machmas chshash hefsed, who makbid alim shlotatul makzos amidaito. Because they have hefsed, he's Maktsa osa midaito. So the critical part over here for the Mishnah Brura is that because it's chisar and kiss, you have a Mickey Mantle signed ball, so or a baseball card. So then, in such a case, the individual is maktsa his das from it, and he therefore becomes muksa. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman pointed out that the issue here is that he's makse his das means that he leaves it in a particular area and he wants it in that particular area. In a baseball card, it might be in a showcase, in the Mickey Mantle thing. Whatever it might be, things that you're makbid on, you generally want in a particular area. We'll come back to the significance of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's understanding and how Rav Nemetzal uses it shortly. But let's get it through the Shulchan Aruch. Kigon sakin shel shchita, a knife, O shel mila, or for circumcision, vizemel shel saparim. Barbers have their special scissors, a sakin shel sofrim, and binders. They have shemesakin ben makul masim. The knives of sofrim that are there to fashion the quills. Kivan shemakbid shel olasbem tashmish acher. Since you're makbid not to use it for another tashmish. So Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out, this is the emphasis over here. Shemakbid shel olasbem tashmish acher. You're makbid to use it for a particular thing. So it's not a question. You already see, even from the Shulchan Aruch, before Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal starts speaking, you see from the Shulchan Aruch already that the issue is not a question of money. It's not that Muktza Machmas Chesar and Kis means it has to be worth $100 or $1,000. No. The first definition we have in the Shulchan Aruch, Shemakbit Shalalas Bam Shom Tashmash Acher, Asa Tatlo B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to metal B'Shabbos, Afilu Tzarech Mekom Tzarech Gufo. So here we have, of course, the distinction between Muktza Machmas Chesar and Kis and Muktza Machmas Gufo on the one hand, versus a klisha melachto le'iser. A klisha melachto le'iser is muto tzarek gufo tzarek mekomo versus an item that's muksa machmas chisarin kisa. Based on the above that we saw in the Rambam, one could understand why there would be a difference between the two. When it comes to a klisha melachto le'iser, it could be that gzeres tiltel is based on one of the reasons in the Rambam that we saw, that a person might come to do melacha. But if he's moving it, letzarech mekomo, he wants to sit in the chair, and the scissors are sitting on his chair, not the barber's scissors, but the regular scissors sitting in the chair, so then you're allowed to move it. We're going to see la halacha, when you pick it up, you're allowed to put it anywhere. You don't have to take it just off the chair and drop it. You're allowed to put it back. Once you've picked it up, the heter, you're allowed to put it back where you would like. However, before we go on from klisha nachta l'iser, letzarech gufo, if there you could use that item for something that's permissible on Shabbos, so you're not going to come l'day melechas iser. So if you have a hammer that is sitting somewhere, so then you can use the hammer to crack a nut. So then in such a case, then letzarech gufo is going to be mutter as well to use the hammer. In contrast to muktzah machmas chesar and kis and muktzah machmas gufo, so Rambam told us that we want that your movements of things to be limited on Shabbos. Muktzah machmas gufo, a stone, why are you moving it on Shabbos? Of what purpose does it have on Shabbos? Muktzah machmas chisar and kis, in general, you don't move these things around. They stay in one place. So then in such a case, then you don't have the heter letzarech gufo letzarech mekomo. Letzarech gufo letzarech mekomo is all about to remove the chshash of using a klisha melachto le'isur. It's removed the chshash. But if the idea is, when it comes to these items, that they really don't need to be moved on Shabbos itself, so then in such a case, then they're going to be usur even letzarech gufo and letzarech mekomo. Because this is a different type of gzeira. It's a gzeira that we want to minimize your moving on metaltal items, only those items that are clearly letzarech Shabbos. Generally, the muktzah machmas chisar and kis has no purpose on Shabbos. That's what it said. That it doesn't have a tashmish acher that's shayich for Shabbos. It doesn't have a tashmish that's miuchad for Shabbos. So then such case is going to be usur, just like muktzah machmas gufa. What exactly is the definition of muktzah machmas chisar and kis? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said as follows. You could have two items. One is actually more expensive than the other. There's someone who's recording over here with a smartphone. So let's say a smartphone. How much does a smartphone cost? I don't know. The yeshiva insisted that they buy it for me. So how much is a... I didn't pay for it. So how much does a smartphone cost?
$500.
Wow, that's a lot of money. So a smartphone costs $500. You can have a smartphone that's $500, and you can have a picture. So I have a few pictures up over here. So these pictures have sentimental value, but a picture itself costs $15 to make. If I had a backup picture, it would be worth $15 to me. For sentimental value, maybe the picture is worth more, but it costs $15. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said a smartphone could very well be not, you could argue, is not motzamach maskusar in case. Why? Because a smartphone, you're not miyached a makom for it. And if it has a purpose on Shabbos, so then in such a case, it could be, it would not be considered motzamach maskusar in case. Motzamach maskusar in case is that, Reb Shlomo Zalman thought, is that you miyayed, you give it a particular makom, where you put it, and then the tiltal is a tiltal that's generally not necessary in Shabbos. Why are you being metaltal it? If it has a makom miyuchad, so then in such a case, it's going to be asr. I'll read you.
So the chief picture on the wall, though, because it's hung up and not going
in. Exactly. For the chen, tmuni yikara, shemak bidim shalol letaltal, shema tiskalko. And then another nafkamin is, afshi klishim lachto leheter, havim muksamach meschisaren kis. It doesn't have to be a klishim lachto leiser. As long as it's something that you're generally makpid not to be metalto, so then that's called muktzamach maschisar and kiss. And Mari Rabbi of Nevin Salshlita says, as in contrast, beged yakar, she'ein makpidim shlo letaltalo, but a very fancy suit, a $10,000 suit, a Armani suit. So then, of course, no one's going to say that that's muktzamach maschisar and kiss. Now, the smartphone is actually a very, very fascinating shayla. Exactly, how one paskins on a smartphone. Once again, in the back of the Biyitzchak Yikare, V'das Admor Zal Shekol She'en Emezi Shelo Letzarech Mishum Seda Choshem Yachid Al Makom V'kli Shelach Toli Heter Harei Em Yachid Al Makom T'muna She'en Yikara. But if it's a picture that's not expensive, Al B'Shem Yachid Al Makom V'das Admor Zal Ein Amukze Sherei Yichun Amukom Lo mishum chisar and kiss. So Reb Shlomo Zalman though had a knetch. He said, if the reason why you're miyached makom for the picture is because you like it over there, but there isn't any inherent value, you just like it over there, that Reb Shlomo Zalman thought was not considered muktzamach chisar and kiss. In other words, it has to be that you are miyached makom for it, because it has some significant value. And that's why I was choker before. What about sentimental value? How do you look at sentimental value? Now the Chazon Ish is closer to the position that I said earlier. Chazon Ish says, I don't care. As long as you're miyach in makom, it could be something that's worth 10 cents. By definition, it's going to be considered muktzamach maskusar and kiss. Or Reb Shlomo Zalman felt that it also has to have some internal value as well. So you're going to have two... Suits nine. Okay.
Is closer to the Chazon Ish or Rav Shlomo Zalman?
Oh, so when I read from Rav Nevinzal before that he was talking about an expensive picture, you're right. I originally was choker about an inexpensive picture, but Rav Nevinzal's lashon is l'chein tmuna yikara. It's an expensive picture. But Einachanami, as I was alluding to, there would have been room to even say an inexpensive picture. So that's where Shlomo Zalman said that is not even considered yichud makom. It's not halachically yichud makom, because there just, you happen to like it there. With the yichud makom on the Mickey Mantle baseball is because of its value as well. And that's going to be called muktzamach maschisar and kiss. But the knetch over here is that it could be something that's even more expensive. But if you're not miyachin makom, then it's not going to be considered muktzah machmas chisar and kiss. We're going to continue, Mirtz Hashem. Next time we'll discuss b'siyata d'shmaya. Remind me to discuss the smartphone phenomenon and how we look at it. Do we look at it as a klishim lachtol iser, or muktzah machmas chisar and kiss, or muktzah machmas gufo? All those possibilities can exist. But b'siyata d'shmaya, this is the beginning the first unload in Hilchos Matzah.